The commute's about to get a little easier for SEPTA regional rail riders. Starting Monday, the regular weekday schedule will resume following 3 months of disruptions and emergency repair work. More from WHYY's Bobby Allen.
In July, a third of the regional rail cars were taken out of service for repairs. And since then, ridership has dropped at some points by 20%.
We're hopeful that when the new schedules resume, people will get into the habit of what they used to do.
SEPTA spokeswoman Carla Shoah Lee says the cracks in parts of the train car that caused them to be pulled are being fixed. And the repaired cars have gone through stress tests to ensure those fractures won't happen again.
We would have never put these rail cars back out in service unless they were 100% correct.
As repaired cars are reintroduced, all the cars leased from other transit agencies will be swapped out. So far, 50 of the 120 cars affected have been repaired. But with all the leased cars, plus the 50, the fleet is robust enough to bring back full service. The train disruptions have delivered a financial blow. SEPTA estimates rider trip refunds, car leasing, worker overtime, and engineering consulting fees have added up to $7.8 million. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.